Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only iconic man, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Mike, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Another week goes by, and another week is here upon us, and we're about a week away, I guess, from Major League Baseball kicking off.
Boy, pretty quick. They're going to have the, I think the Dodgers are going to Korea, and then they do their series and stuff. I guess we're about maybe, 2 weeks away, maybe April something to start, end of March.
I think midweek next week, the Dodgers go to Korea.
Yeah, and they'll be playing a game there too. And Shohei Ohtani, we'll talk about that. He got married. A lot of secrecy around that. People that
you know
about.
They don't even know who the woman is.
They don't. Nobody knows.
So until
I say, let the guy have his privacy, right?
Exactly. Until he tells us, just butt out.
It's not our business to know who he married.
She's supposed to be a 6 foot a volleyball player.
Really? Yeah. Seriously? Oh.
That's what they say.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I think the kid will be good. We'll see what happens. I was at the World of Pinot Noir, and Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, along with. His backup guys over there playing the baseball and John Mychek and Rich Aurelia from the Giants. Rich and John were pouring the wine. Of course, I don't know why Dave wasn't there. Apparently, he had something going on in Arizona.
I think there's a baseball game.
Was there something for spring training?
Well, he had free tickets.
Did he get free tickets? Anyway, his wine is very good. And so I texted Dave that I saw the guys, and I said, Dave says, it's going to be a fun season. I think it'll be a fun season.
Well, of course, but why wouldn't it be? You know, they're favored big time to win the division and be in the World Series. Now, whether or not they win it, who knows? But the point is, it's going to be exciting. We're about a week, 10 days away.
Phillies feel like they were denied. They're trying to come back and win. Arizona thinks there's so many people. The Orioles, they had a great season. They want to come back. They were denied, they feel. So we'll see. This could be a very good year. Then again, it could be terrible. But I'm ready to go.
It's not going to be terrible.
I'll be watching everything.
That margin is pushed way, way back now.
The one and only Fred Dreyer in the house here in the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Welcome back here in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge as we get our show underway here today. I'm Michael Horn. That, of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we have a great guest on the show today. We were trying to get him on last week to get you ready for our spring training. But we've got a little spring training games under our belt now, Fred. So I'm thinking this could be the time to bring the guy on. What do you think?
I think this is a perfect entry for Matt Young.
Yeah, Matt Young, the esteemed Boston Red Sox, Seattle Mariner, Los Angeles Dodger. I don't know. Did you play Oakland as well, too? I can't remember, Matt.
Yep, a couple years with Oakland. How you doing, boys?
All right. We're glad
What's to up,
have
brother?
You. Glad to
How
have
are you.
You.
Good.
Glad to have
I'm
you
good.
With us. Yeah, how's the dog doing today, by the way?
Well, he wanted to say hello to Fred and Mike, too.
That's good. Matt Young, everybody, one of the all-time greats, played Major League Baseball 11 seasons. He was a Major League All-Star in his rookie year, for gosh sakes. Had an unofficial no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians while he was a member of the Red Sox, and signed drafted by the Seattle Mariners, played there, played on the Dodgers, played on Oakland in the 83 Major League Baseball All-Star game. He was there. He pitched a scoreless eighth inning. Listen to this. He faced Johnny Bench, Darrell Evans, and Pedro Guerrero. Fred, you weren't playing baseball at that time, were you?
No, but I was available.
There was. I think there's a guy named Dreyer on the Dodger team now, I think.
So, what?
Yeah, there's somebody named Dreyer. So they were watching the game today. Dreyer was going into
Is he
the
from Ohio?
I thought he was you, but it wasn't.
If he's from Ohio, let me know because I'm leaving.
Matt, we wanted to call when they first started spring training because the pitchers usually go there first. And when you were in spring training, you guys always reported first, right, as they do now, the pitching staff?
Yeah, I always reported about 2-3 days early just to kind of get a little head start.
Yeah. And so you would.
I don't think it's fair. Well, you know, I think that was back when guys used to really not come to spring training in shape. Now it's a year round effort.
So necessarily,
sometimes in the off season, guys wouldn't pick up the ball until spring training.
Now, is that becoming the norm where pitchers are saying, I kind of now know what my arm needs?
Yes. I think, you know,
Hello?
Are we?
There's so much technology now available.
Right.
Yeah.
God, when I was playing, lifting weights was a taboo. Now they lift weights and stretch and they just the training regimen is just so different now.
So that aspect of pitching is constantly under scrutiny, and it's constantly changing, and the pitcher and the pitching coach are assigned to one another during camp to work on the things that they were working on the previous camp, the previous year, and it's a process that really is fits one player, not a bunch of players. Is that right? I mean, everybody has their own thing that they work on.
Yeah, personalized reports, personalized training. Not everybody doesn't fit in the same box.
Right, and so like the Dodgers are always welcoming pitchers who have been around the league, and this camp is not unlike that aspect. You have Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who was the high paid pitcher that came into camp.
Yeah.
And so he's bringing with him things he knows he has to do far and above what the philosophy of the Dodger pitching organization is.
Yeah, well, it's so funny. They do things differently in Japan. It's completely different now. I mean, in Japan, they used to throw a couple hundred pitches before they take the mound.
Well, that's a whole. That's two freaking games.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it as much anymore.
But I also think that's one of the reasons you seem to be. It's pretty fashionable now to get Tommy John surgery.
Fashionable. The entire Dodger pitching staff has had that surgery right now. They got their new lineup of pitchers on the Dodgers, and like half the guys are on the DL right now.
Yeah, and some of them have had it twice.
Yeah, you've got what's his face is just coming
Walker
off.
Buehler. Yeah,
yeah, Walker Buehler's coming off his second operation. So
I think Dustin May had it twice.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree with you
that's
too.
That's right, and he's another year away from pitching.
How long do you have to wait now, Matt? Because you came back rather quickly when you had it, right?
I came back. I pitched back in the big leagues
9 months after I had the surgery. I was back in the big leagues. Now they don't even let you compete in a game, whether it's even a minor league rehabilitation game or big league game. They don't even let you.
Well, what's the difference? Why is that so?
Salaries.
They don't want it. They don't want to repeat.
Yeah, I guess.
So are they saying that every pitcher reacts to that operation differently, to the point where they're now, when you come into camp, this is what you're going to be doing, and even if you feel good and you want to throw and you want to accelerate your recovery time, you're going to go along the steps that we tell you to.
They've got a lot
of money invested in you, and they want you to do it on their time because, you've seen it one time. They've seen it 50 times.
Are you holding your phone in a different position there, Matt? You're kind of coming in and out on our.
Are you upside down?
Yeah, you're upside down. Just speak into that. Speak into the mouthpiece, if you would, please, Matt Young.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still just as bad, but that's okay. We're hearing you. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah. Maybe Matt might have something there.
I may have took out headset.
We may have to start this interview all over again.
He had his headsets on.
Sorry.
Why don't you do like we do on the show? We don't wear headsets, nor do we use microphones. Now this is much better.
We don't have any ideas either.
Okay, I'm left-handed. I was being a little lazy.
Yes. Well, there it is. Boy, well, now here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. Now, Matt Young is our guest. So let's talk about this a little bit, because the Dodgers starting pitching, and we'll just talk Dodgers right now, just because they got Yamamoto on there. He got lit up here recently, but Fred, you got a comment about that in a second. They got Tyler Glass now. They got Bobby Miller, Emmett Sheehan, and James Paxton. So on the DL, you mentioned Gonsolin's off. May, Kershaw is off. Walker Buehler's not ready to go. They got a lot of guys on the team. The Dodgers take some of these guys that are injured and just hang on to them for a while and hope that they come back. Do you think this staff is going to be okay, Fred? You think that Dodger fastballers sometimes have troubles and always have
Look, I think this is we'll ask Matt.
Yeah,
isn't it true that every pitcher has a combination of stuff, as they call it, pitches sequencing, that they know what to prepare for, and when they get into a camp like this, like they are now, everything kind of hangs on basically how to establish their fastball, and every pitch comes off of that. And well, we're going to come back have you answer that.
It's a long question,
but I think it's key to understanding what these pitchers are doing and what they're going through. This is always amazed me is what the hell are pitchers doing down there while the rest of the team is scattered all over the place.
The answer upcoming. Stay with us on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. We're here at the Fred Dreyer Show, featuring the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer, and I'm Michael Horn. Our guest, Matt Young, former Boston Red Sox, Seattle Mariner, Oakland A, and Los Angeles Dodger. We're talking spring training, and Fred, just before the break, you had a question about pitchers at spring training.
Well, I've always wondered, you know, while the pitchers, all of them, relief pitchers, starting pitchers, injured pitchers, pitchers that are going to be injured, all of these guys are in the bullpen. They're mixing in running and stretching and throwing, hold on.
Apparently, we got the Fred's dog is running loose here. Yeah, down Fido. Take it easy. Okay, now go ahead.
I'm not the only one.
Yes.
All of these guys are down there prepping for their debuts as a starter reliever. And so most of them, like Yamamoto, is new to the team, so he's ready to go as he sees fit about what his big pitch is, which is fastball, and everything sequences off of that. His approach to each hitter, and how he sets up the lineup.
Right.
So, what is it that Yamamoto is doing right about now?
To get ready.
To understand really how he's going to prepare himself along with his catcher. I guess the catcher is in on this stuff,
too. What are they doing now, Matt? What's the plan?
There's a certain routine they do. You know, they want to build some familiarity between him and Will Smith. They really, really, you know, they'd love for him to pitch well, but they don't care about spring training results. Their biggest concern, the Dodger staff's biggest concern about Yamamoto, is to get him to be able to throw five or six innings on opening day. Just the stamina to do that. His success, you know, he's probably working on a changeup or a breaking ball, or, you know, working on placing his fastball. Just pitching a little, you know, you pitch a little bit differently in the United States as you did in Japan. So there is going to be a transition. But, you know, I talked to my good buddy Rick Honeycutt a couple days ago, and he told me that Yamamoto's got just electric stuff.
Well, he kind of lit him up the first time he was out, and then he had trouble the next time, but he said he was working on some things.
Yeah, you can't take one outing, especially in spring training. It doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter, the outcome.
Well, that's the one thing that I don't think is clearly represented with the press. And the press is the entity we have to go through that explains to the fans, us little guys out here, that it's how the pitcher prepares himself, and right now, regardless if he gets lit up or he walks a bunch of people or whatever it might be, right now he's happy with what he's doing because he's number one healthy, number two he's got a staff, a catcher, a pitching coach, an organization that really is behind him 100% in his philosophy about how he pitches. So if he's not really sharp right now, who cares?
And he's got millions of dollars on top of that. Am I right, man?
You can laugh all the way to the bank.
That's it.
Well, he's been allowed to carry some of that money yes. out to the mound with him.
Yes, he can. Can he do that?
Yeah, you can
pocket?
Do that. Yeah, you can do that.
Weight him down.
It's pretty good. So
part of his training regimen.
Yes.
It seems to me like a lot more pitchers, not just on the Dodgers, on other teams as well, are undergoing surgeries and everything. Is it because they're relying too much on the fastball? I think that's kind of what you were alluding to earlier, Fred. Matt, your thoughts?
I think, you know, you look at pitchers before, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you had guys that were making, were throwing complete games and starting every 4 days instead of every 5 days and throwing 300 and something innings
right.
in a season. You don't do that. The arms are so valuable now. And you have specialties. You have middle relief guys.
Oh,
you have,
boy.
They have seventh inning guys. Then you got your closer that can only throw an inning or an inning and a third max. So the roles are defined so much now where, really, if you're a starter, you just need to get the team into the sixth inning.
There's something against an old school baseball guy like me. I understand the salaries are up to you. Pay some guy $100 million over 7 years or 10 years or whatever, and you got to start thinking, wait a minute, there's something going on here. You got to save that guy's arm. But the pitchers aren't as valuable as they used to be. You can't rely on a Colfax to get you through.
Remember this. I think you remember Walter Alston.
Yeah.
You know, he would
old Smokey.
He would drag you out there, and if you once you pitched 180 innings, then you could talk to him about coming off the mound.
Well, and Matt, you pitched with Tommy Lasorda. He'd go out there and say, "Hey, can you get this guy out?" He'd give it to you to kind of make the decision sometimes. Correct?
Tommy.
Give us a Tommy story when he came out there. Right? Am I correct?
I'll give you a really, really good Tommy story.
Yeah.
I had thrown a couple days in a row. My arm was really sore, and they'd given me a cortisone shot.
There you go.
Now you're on your way.
Yeah.
You get your cortisone. I got a cortisone shot on Friday, and the doctor told me, this was pre-Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The Dr. Job who did it told me, give it about 4 or 5 days. The phone rings on Sunday, so it's 2 days later the phone rings. And Tommy said, I'm thinking, oh, Tommy's going to ask me about how my arm is. And Mark Cressy, our bullpen coach, said, Matt, Tommy wants to talk to you. So I say, hey, Skip, what's up? He goes, hey, you know that buddy of yours in La Cañada that owns the pizza pie store? We don't have any dinner for after the game. Can you go into my office and call him and make sure he can bring some pizzas down for us after the game?
Very good.
Did he make you carry it with your bad arm? That's what I want to know.
I had to go into his office, and this is in the sixth inning. I had to go into his office, and I placed the order. I came back out an inning later, and about 15 minutes later, I'm warming up to go in the game.
Come on. It was 2 days rest and the cortisone shot. You're coming into the game on top of that? Well, he was going to give you some pizza if you pitched well. But, I mean, that's old school baseball. You had to win the game.
Well, let me ask you the question. Here's the question.
Yeah.
What does – if Tommy's making that decision for the pitcher, what happens to the pitching staff when a manager goes out to the mound? Everybody starts to shake in their boots because they don't know what the mandate's going to be. Isn't that right?
I mean,
sure. You don't know if you're – staying in the game, if he's coming out to talk strategy, or if he's coming out to take the hook and get you out of the game.
But Matt, my point is his decision can either go contrary or go along with the philosophy of how the Dodgers treat their pitchers. You're not going to show up at camp and tell Yamamoto, oh, by the way, if you get into the sixth inning, we may come out and just tell you to stay there till the ninth inning. We may want you to have a complete game.
I don't care
if you've pitched 200 innings, you're going to stay out there.
Doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No.
No, it does not.
And I miss that. I mean, I talked to some of these old guys like Joe Moeller, who used to be on the Dodgers. He says, we were embarrassed if we didn't pitch eight innings there, get a complete game. The complete game stat, if you look at the old school baseball, a lot of pitchers that are there on the Hall of Fame list had a lot of complete games. You included, I'm sure, Matt coming out pitching more innings than you should have, even though you were relieving. But I'm just saying, nowadays, as Fred, as you mentioned, four or five innings, you're out of there. It's like, all I got to do is get through those four or five innings. I could get a win, and I'm gone.
We had a coach when I was with the Rams, Tommy Prothro.
Oh, yeah.
We had a coach that who just decided, I think I'd like to keep the starters in there for an extra quarter. It's a preseason game.
So they
came over, and then there's people who are, during the first six games of the year, they're getting treatment, they're getting ice, they're getting whirlpool.
Sure.
Some are on the field, some aren't on the field. He didn't know which one it was. But the upshot of all of it was, the coach would tell the defensive coordinator, keep the following people in the game and then get the rest of them out there. Well, I was always on the short list. They said, oh yeah, Fred, he's okay, so stick him back out there. And they came over to me and I got all my tape off and I'm sitting there on the bench and here comes our coach, Sid Hall. He says, he said, how you feeling? I said, I'm not going in, Sid. Just get that off your... Just forget it. I'm not going in. Tell him to go in for me. He said, well, wait a minute now. Before we get... Now, by that time, the teams have changed sides already. Everybody is upset. And now everybody on the sideline is trying to figure out who the hell's going to play the second, third quarter. Nobody knows.
See? So I guess it happens in football, baseball, everywhere, but not so much now anymore. Now with the agents and everything, you got to watch that. So, all right, Matt, hang in here. We're going to take another quick break when we come back. Matt Young is our guest. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you every week at this time. SiriusXM, 790 KABC, our sports byline on CRN Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's on X now. I think Fred now, he realizes that.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from the studios of CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles. Glad to have everybody on board. I'm Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the star of our show, and our guest, Matt Young, formerly of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Seattle Mariners, Oakland A's, Boston Red Sox. Yeah, I'm telling you, the guy's a super-duper guy. And so there's a difference between old baseball and new baseball and that kind of thing. Let's look at this season. What do you think, Matt? Any teams to look at? And Fred, you're going to be next as to who you think are going to be some hot teams to view after you've watched a few spring training games.
Who, me?
No, start with Matt.
Matt,
yeah, are you there, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am here.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
So what teams are impressing you in spring training so far that you're looking at? Anybody has jumped out at you?
Obviously the Dodgers. They've done very well.
Yep.
I find it interesting that there's still some free agents out there that haven't signed.
Boris has got that whole thing where he likes to ask for 10 years and then nobody signs anybody. He's still got some good guys. Blake Snell is still available, isn't he?
Yeah. Blake Snell's available. I mean, there's a couple good guys still out there that could change the complexion of just about any team that goes after him.
I wonder how much of the signing of pitching free agents, these are just pitchers now, is predicated on the pitcher not wanting to sign. You know, I mean, you can, if you're a pitcher, I would think, and if you're a good one like Snell, you could probably shake up your demand by other teams around the league if you're the one that decided who you were going to sign with, as opposed to sitting around waiting on a bus stop for somebody to give you a pat on the back saying, okay, we're going to give you $30 million instead of $24
million. Well, it's the agent, Scott Boros. That's his operandi.
It's not a unilateral relationship. It comes down to you've got a great pitcher out there in Snell, and he qualifies as a great pitcher. And he's one of those guys that'll barely creep over into six innings. Right, Matt? I mean,
Yes, because he throws a lot of balls, his pitch count after three, four innings is what Clayton Kershaw's pitch count was after six or seven innings. He's always averages about 20 pitches an inning.
But is he going to handle 10 years, which is what Boros is asking for? I mean, who wants to take a shot on a pitcher for that time?
Probably not. Yeah. That's why he's still a free agent.
There you go.
Well, that was my issue is that if he's the one calling the shots, I understand that.
Yeah.
You know,
but I don't know if he is. It's the same
with Boros is calling the shots. Trust me, as a pitcher that, you know, everybody else has been in spring training for 10, 12 days now, his clock is itching. He wants to get there. He wants to pitch.
So it's beneficial in that case that people understand that how to handle Snell. I mean, it's good that he's got a agent, you know, like Boros, who understands how he's to be presented to the free agent tribe of people.
Yeah, here's the thing. Dodgers won't deal with Boros on a lot of their guys. Look at Bellinger. They tried to get 10 years. He ends up signing with the Cubs for 3 years. And he's got options out at the end of every year in those 3 years. So it's like his 10-year deal went up in smoke. Yeah, he's a great player when he was with the Dodgers. Had some bad years. Comes back with a great year with the Cubs. Now, because he had one great year with the Cubs, you're going to sign him for 10 years and then have him revert back?
I understand what you mean, but yeah. I honestly don't think in that case that they expected to give him 10 years or he expected to get 10 years. 3 years is good. He has an opt-out clause. That's also good. He bets on himself. He's already proven that. And he's probably going to, you can squeeze out three or four more contracts doing it this way.
Yeah.
And Boros always shoots for the stars and settles for the moon.
Yeah, but that's good. I like the Orioles in the East. I think they got a shot. The Tigers are looking pretty good in the Central over there. The Rangers got the championship. They got something to prove coming on. The Phillies in the East. Cubs maybe in the Central. They stole the manager away from Milwaukee, and now they got Cody Bellinger back too, and the Dodgers looking good. So, I don't know. We'll see what's going on.
Houston's always going to be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, Houston will be, but I'm not a big Houston fan, so what can
How come you're not?
Anybody got a trash can I can bang on here, please? Yeah, it is not liking those.
People here in L.A. have kind of forgot about that.
No, we don't. Thank you, Matt. We don't forget about that.
You know how that, you know,
all right, that knock was, it off out there.
You know that was 7 years ago?
Yeah, well, I still remember it. I don't remember a lot of stuff. Don't remember what I had for dinner last night, but... I can see those guys coming out. There you go. Yeah. Something else. Now, Caitlin Clark, let's talk a little bit about this. You got to put our hats, tip of the cap to Caitlin Clark. Big numbers that she had that big Sunday game against Ohio State on Fox TV. They had a 3.4 million viewer audience out there, scoring 35 points. She did NCAA Division I basketball's all-time leading scorer, even beats out LSU's Pete Maravich, and she's got the lead now. What do you think about that, Matt?
I think that... she's a great player. We'll see if her game translates to the WNBA. But what you have to remember, she did it in 4 years, and Pistol Pete did it in 3 years because back when he played his first year at LSU, the freshman couldn't play on the varsity.
Fred, your thoughts?
She's a terrific athlete, mm-hmm. and how she handles this is her business. You know, you'll find out as this thing unfolds. I don't know. You know, as far as other baseball teams, I have no idea right now who's good, who isn't. I know the Dodgers are good. Probably the Cubs are good, but you know, there's like five teams in all of baseball that you can probably count on right now.
Now, the Broncos released quarterback Russell Wilson. Surprise anybody here? Matt Young, Fred Dreyer, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm shocked they're going to have to eat $83 million.
See, this is the whole thing I was telling you, Mike.
Wow.
They got to get him off the books.
Yeah.
How are you going to get rid of him? See, this is what owners cringe at. This is the balloon payment on talent.
I'm telling you. There's some new rules coming up. Fred, I know you like the new rules. Matt, maybe you do as well for football. They're looking at a new onside kick rule, and it's a new rule that the NFL has crafted with special teams. Would allow teams to attempt to have the onside kick only when trailing in the fourth quarter.
This is idiotic.
And it would require them to declare it in advance.
Oh.
Yeah, just send a fax and an email before the game telling you that, you know, if we go to the fourth quarter, we're going to kick an onside field goal.
It's going to have a setup zone. They're going to have a 6x4 formation. It's going to be pretty.
Yeah, this is really bad. I have no opinion.
What a time for Tom Brady to go in and try and analyze that for you in the booth, I'll tell you.
Do the instant replay.
And they're going to get rid of the chains now. You know, they have to bring the chains out to
measure. Oh, they're going to get rid of those?
Because they've been testing it even during Super Bowl 58. With cameras, they think they can catch it just as well as with the chain. So they're going to use cameras.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Now, the biggest story of the week, and I needed your comments on this. Where do you feel the drunkest fans are in the NFL? What cities, what teams have the drunkest fans? Matt, you care to pick one? What do you think out of all the teams?
Lambeau Field.
You need to drink to stay warm.
Yeah, well, no. Not the drunkest fans there, no.
Okay.
What about not in Green Bay? Yes, Fred, anybody a thought on that?
Not
Wait really. A minute. You are a number four Green Bay Packers. Very good, Matt. Give a point to him there. Yes, and you, Fred, do you have a choice?
No.
Okay, number five was the Las Vegas Raiders. Green Bay Packers, four. Their blood alcohol average was 0.078. Raiders were 0.078. They were tied, actually, for fourth. New Orleans Saints.
Is it going to be one? New York Giants or New York Jets?
Point. Yeah, but they're not on the list, but I would go with it. 0.08 for the New Orleans Saints. Indianapolis Colts, 0.085. And Tennessee Titans win at 0.093.
Oh, all right,
6-11 last year. Most sober teams, number five, the Detroit Lions. Number four, the Chicago Bears. These guys are by 0.065 and 0.063. The Chargers at 0.062. The New York Giants, the team you signed with, Fred Dreyer, 0.051, yeah. And the 0.58, and the Kansas City Chiefs, 0.051. So flip yeah. those two around.
Well, I was drunk when I signed, so that's my...
And what about Otani's wedding? We mentioned that a little bit, Matt. We can get your comments on that. You think we just leave the guy alone and let him enjoy his privacy, right?
Yes.
It's going to be hard, but, you know, he will live the next 10 years under a microscope.
He's going to. You're right.
You know, what your private life is your private life.
That's what they think.
I mean, everything he does is going to be scrutinized.
Did they
everything.
They bother you guys, Matt? Did the fans bother you or the press sometimes or Fred? You they get under your skin sometimes, especially after a tough loss? You start for
only in Boston.
Only, oh boy!
Only in Boston.
Are the fans toughest in Boston?
The toughest place I played for fans was in Boston.
Yeah, they hold you to the grindstone.
Give back the money.
Yee. How about you, Fred?
About
the fans and the press can kind of get under your skin a little bit, or do you handle them pretty well?
They're stupid. They don't know. They don't know what they're writing about. You know, I made a comment in Atlanta one day after the game was over, and we won. You know, barely, and but we won, and. And the press came storming over to my locker like I had some sort of a secret to tell them. And so I said, "Why is everybody over here?" And they said, "Well, we want you to tell us we want you to tell us what happened in the game." And I said, "So let me get this right. You've been here 3.5 hours. You're drunk by now. You've eaten free food. And you want me, you come down the elevator, the press elevator, and you come over to my locker, and you ask me to write your column for you."
That's what they're doing, yeah.
And I said, "I'm not doing that. So you're on your own. Figure it out."
Fred is tough.
That's it. I mean, that's it.
Fred kind of glares at you. When I met him first time at the restaurant over there, kind of had a look, and he thought, "I'm just going to go in and say hi to him and see what happens."
You might have had...
He almost had me pinned to the floor, but I was able to sneak out. It was good. Now, okay, a couple of new rules in the NCAA football. They're going to have helmet communications. They're going to have tablets on sidelines. Did you have any tablets when you played baseball, Matt Young?
Yeah, it was an 8x11, and it was lined, and you could pull a sheet off at a time.
That's good. And there's going to be two-minute warning in that game. I didn't realize they didn't have the two-minute warnings for you.
Are they going to have clocks in the new rules?
I believe they will have clocks. Oh, okay. By the way, push them ahead. Daylight saving time finally back. We love it this weekend, don't we? Spring ahead.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah. Make sure you check your clock out right now. Everybody thinks it's 5 o'clock, exactly 6.
Perfect.
Bring ahead. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to wrap things up with Matt Young when we come back. Good show. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Facebook, Fred, the real Fred Dreyer, and follow him at Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Take a break. Come back with more. Thanks for joining us every week at this time. Happy to have you on board. Don't forget our video, also on YouTube, also on Facebook Live at crntalk.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back here. Thank you so much for joining us on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Our guest, Matt Young. Good to have him with us as well, too.
Yes, sir. Matt, thank you, Matt.
Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Anytime, guys.
He's a good guy over there, played for so many great teams. One quick question for you, Matt, and that's what about the Dodgers getting this Lipsius, this guy? They put Clayton Kershaw on the 60-day disabled list and bring in this guy who can play many positions. They got him and Kike Hernandez back. They got a pretty good, well-balanced team, don't you think?
I think the Dodgers have done a great job of fielding positions of need.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And so that's good stuff. All right, so Matty Matt, we're going to talk to you. We're going to have dinner next week, right?
Dinner next week.
That'd be good. Fred, you're joining us?
Oh, we're out there at the Roost Chris.
Yeah, I think we're going to the old Roost
Chris.
That's
your area, Doug.
Hang out there and hang out and say hi to me. So thanks so much for being with us, Matt. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Very good. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
And Fred, we got to get your quick wrap-up on the Hollywood show. How was that?
The Hollywood show was fine. It was a lot of people there coming in from all over the place. I'm always amazed at the degree of which the fans will go to get what they want and celebrate and in my case my celebrity with our TV show for 7 years, and they never surprise me. They're just They're really a resilient group of people, and I appreciate them.
Really good. You got some chocolates from Chris. You want to know if you had those chocolates and you enjoyed them? They brought chocolates to you, you and Stephanie?
Yes, they did. They brought the GR Delis.
Oh, my gosh. Those were good, huh? Yeah, Thanks for not giving me
They didn't have the candy kisses, the purple ones.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right. That's our show. If you missed anything, join us again next week. Find out everything at thefreddryershow.com. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. And email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
We'll see you next time, folks. Thank you.
Have a good one.